There. That's good. Now, stretch out your toes like a little birdie and then let them go. That's good. And now your hands, flex them and now release them. Let them fall into a peaceful repose. And now, just one more thing. Listen to the sound of my voice. You know, we all go into sleep and into the dream time in different ways, and there are stories about how people leave one reality and enter another, and one of my favorites is from the Narnia Chronicles by C.S. Lewis, in which there are four children who are sent away during World War II out of London to a place of safety out in the country. They're sent to a large house to live with an old professor who's very eccentric and somewhat magical. And one day, as they're playing in the hallway, and they've been told essentially to be seen and not heard because some guests are coming through the great house, they hear the people coming and they quick jump into a giant wardrobe that's there in the hallway. And in this wardrobe, there are fur coats and old woolen leggings and old hats and all manner of things that people store away for the winter. And as they're trying to be quiet so that they won't be detected, all of a sudden they feel a very cold breeze coming through the closet and they can't figure out where it's coming from. And so they start to pull aside the old fur coats and they realize there's a light in the back of the closet. But it isn't coming from an electrical fixture, and it isn't coming from a candle. It's coming from something in the back of the closet. And so they move farther and farther back into the wardrobe, and it becomes colder and colder, and they draw aside the last fur coat, and all of a sudden they see that the light is coming from the sky, and in the sky are clouds filled with snow that's slowly falling on a beautiful landscape. And they have found their way into the land of Narnia through the wardrobe. And suddenly, they are there. And one of the most famous lines from that story is, "Narnia, Narnia, awaken, love, think, speak, be divine again." And that's how we move into sleep, too. There's an aperture it comes through, relaxing the body and thinking of matters that are made with love, that are made divine. And there's nothing more magical than an old, old woman who is way past her childbearing years, as she is in the story of the Sleeping Beauty, who wants more than anything with her king to bear a child. But it appears that she has been forbidden this great delight in life, and so she and her king are very, very sad. So sad, in fact, it can barely be expressed. So they had gone to all the different places of the world and seen magicians. They had gone everywhere they could to try the waters and to try new cures and medicines. They had gone on pilgrimage. But everything they tried was to no purpose. And yet, the queen was good and gentle. And the king was great of heart. And they loved each other. And they hadn't married for love, the way that sometimes kings and queens did, which was really more to gain property. They had truly married because they recognized each other as souls. So they reigned over a kingdom that was at peace and all of their people were devoted to them. And in a way, what more could they possibly want? Well, that idea of the